Blog Talk Radio.
I am very truly yours, and I will forever be. Are you very truly mine, darling? You're the one my heart adores. Loving you is so divine. I am very truly yours. Are you truly, truly?
Probably the closest thing to a male soprano these ears have ever heard. And if you guys have been fans of the Twin Peaks series of movies or the show, you've seen him on there singing from time to time. Good evening, good evening. Welcome. As the Big Bang Tournament will restart, thanks to Gremlins and all other kinds of good shit, I'm your host, Michael Little Single DJ Honeycomb, and as always, it is good to have you in the house. I want to send some thank yous for all the birthday love I got. You appreciate all that good stuff. I want to tell my nephews and nieces I love them very much, and don't think for a minute I do not love them, because I don't stay in touch as much anymore. I was going through my own thing and survived, and thanks to my angels, especially my angels like Jefferson, I am here walking about, ambulating on my own. Thank you very much. Now, we started the Big Bang Tournament last year, and we had started it already this year, but we ran into a couple of bumps, some technical difficulties. I lost a shitload of music. And I'm pissed. But that's why God made hard drives and storage units. So we recouped that much of the issue. And because some folks did not get to hear the first part of what we did, we are going to redo this and start from Jump Street all over again. The reason we're doing it all over again is because you guys were voting. And we had some people actually vote. We want to make sure that continuity remains the same. So you voice your choice. We have four regions. We started in the East when we first set this off. And for those who say that they didn't get to hear it, we are going to restart it. So we will start with, just like in the NCAAs, the rankings in the East. Many of these groups are from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York. Every down there, somebody sprinkled here and there, D.C. But one point that we did not bring out that we think is important to make sure you guys know. This music maintained itself so-called industry. You know, now of course they used you when they wanted to make money off your ass, but I'm talking about the maintenance. I'm not talking about getting contracts. I'm talking about singing for your supper. Many of these groups maintained and were able to eat because of the chitlin circuit. That's important we talk about this because we did it. It was all self-contained. There were theaters like the Apollo in New York, the Uptown in Philly, the Fox in Detroit, the Regal in Chicago, the Howard in D.C. I know there's one down in Atlanta whose name I can't remember off the top of my head, but there were places where the brothers and sisters were going to eke out a living. And believe me, they really didn't want them to eke out one. The business is pretty fucked up. It is even to this day. But these groups carried on, and they made money, and they made us happy by passing on their joy and their gifts to us. Now, in the East, the number one group in the region is the Delphonics. We snubbed them out last time, and we put them up against the Futures, another group from Philadelphia, who were kind of their thing. They were kind of like their contemporaries because the Delphonics were out first. They were out in 64. The Futures were in the early 70s and culminated in 73 when they had their best year and arguably their greatest hit, Love Is Here. The groups behind them, 2 and 15 respectively, were the Moments and the Continental Four. Now, the Moments and the Delphonics used to do a constant promotion between the two groups where they were able to make money off each other and entertain thousands of fans. The performers were called showstoppers, and the catch line was, if it's showstoppers, it's got to be fly. And it was fly, because them brothers would be begging their asses off, and the ladies would go, ah, and drop the drawers and all kinds of good shit. And, you know, brothers knew if they took that lady out on a date with the showstoppers, it's going to be a pretty good night. Mm-hmm. Shall we say? So, you know, format-wise, how this goes. Since we want to make sure everybody gets their 2 cents in, please vote. You can contact us at our Facebook page. You can contact myself and my colleague DJ Gray there. You can also contact DJ Gray at GLC Gray at Hotmail, excuse me, at Gmail, excuse me, GLC Gray at gmail.com. Now, if anybody understands, we're starting over, and it will be the Delphonics and Futures and the Moments and Continental Four in our first set. Our second set, if we are able to put things together, we are still going crazy here in the technical department, will be the Choice Four and the OJs and Blue Magic, the Natural Four. Now, if Blue Magic does not get in, you'll hear it later on this week, so don't worry about that. But the first part of the show will definitely flow. And again, thank you for everybody who sent all the birthday love. I'm not trying to be standoffish, but all that other stuff that was going on to me and happening to me was a wild 4 months. Yeah. Someone literally tried to kill me. And I'm sure they'll say, oh, no, I didn't do that. But believe me, that's exactly what was going on. So for that person who endeavored to do so, you didn't get it done, you bitch. And having said that, allow me to carry on with the show. Big Bang Tournament will reconvene. Delphonics Futures, Stage 1, Stage 2. everybody. Don't forget to vote. You can send it to me on our Facebook page. Send Gary on his Facebook page or send it to str.itr.mli as in Michael Lewis England, at Outlook. You are listening is the Delphonics versus the Family Circle from Newark, New Jersey. See you later.
That's the way it ought to be.
What happened to all of those young lovers?
Oh, guy right now that don't want to face the reality of the one I love leaving me. You know, loving you too much, not wanting to realize that you're in love with someone else.
Yeah. Thank you. When you're gone, girl, baby, now I realize you're really leaving me. I say, girl, I'm gonna miss you when you're gone. Yeah. Baby, I'm gonna miss you when you're gone, girl. And I don't believe my heart can stand such pain, girl. I felt it coming before, and Lord, I feel it coming again, yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. This reminds me of the old adage when it comes to love songs, at least with love songs in our community. If he says baby more than three times, you know his ass is lying.
Oh, Lord.
Well, now y'all know that's true. But let me stop. I'm just calling y'all's lariat. Michael Lewis singing DJ Hedy come back here with the Soul Tree, the musical therapy live stream. Accompanied by my partner, Gary Norris Gray, Big G. What's up, brother?
Get it right, get it right.
That's right. You know, a sincere beg should not cost more than one baby. Maybe two babies, like baby, but never three. Mm-mm. If it's three, and I say this to somebody who has daughters, don't believe him, because he's trying to get in them draws. As you know that.
Yeah. When you have daughters,
you watch out.
Yes,
no, they up to no good. But I digress. Speaking of up to no good, now I have to get this out because it's about full disclosure. We started this last week, and we knew, there's your phone. We knew that the Big Big Tournament was going to be good. We wanted to do it right. So we went out of our way to program everything so that it would give you the best of the first round and the groups, which we started off with well. And then we ended up with gremlin problems, or at least I did. And I ended up losing a lot of music. Fortunately, some of it was on storage drives, and I'd be able to get some of it back. But the whole point is, you know, here on our show, we don't do nothing half-assed. So we want to make sure that when we do this, we give it to you full bore and give it to you right so that you can make, how do they say, an informed decision about who you wish to choose, who you're going to vote for. So... We keep that in mind as we continue. Now, Gary, have you ever been to the Uptown?
No, I never been to Uptown. My mom would let me go.
I've been to the Apollo, but never been to the Uptown. I was just curious because they're all pretty much configured the same. This is somewhere between 1,000 or 1,500 people. But when those acts are booked, the acoustics are right. They were our concert halls. Our concert hall where we heard all the beautiful music and all the singing and all the begging and all the good stuff that came out of that. This is our version of classical music. And because it is classical, we say so because it has stood the test of time. Now, the time of the sexy soul singers, what would you say, G, runs from, say, late 60s to mid-70s?
From 1958 to 83.
I would say that's fair. Yes. So it's a good amount of time in which folks were being creative, and not just being creative for the sake of being creative, but for the sake of generating their own sound and generating beautiful music. You know, Chaka Khan, others in her ilk, musicians in the 70s, of course, people were making more money. Folks were taking more chances artistically. Bands came out. Bands made money. bands hit those chitlin circuit places like we talked about and made a living. Some did. And ultimately, what I enjoy about this the most is that it's ours.
Yeah.
You know, we see the resentment sometimes in sports because we can see the reporters being mad at the fact that I'm sitting there talking to this Negro and he was making more money than I'll ever see and he's not giving me my time. So, you know, I'm going to write something nasty about it. But it's a little different with music because music is clearly defined. Now, we know you can either play sports or not play sports, but in music, you either can play, can sing, or you can't. There's no middle ground. You can't. Do one or the other or do none at all.
Yep.
And this is where this resentment comes in. You know, every time I hear that piece from Joe Pesci in the movie The Good Shepherd, you know, I know, I'm thinking to myself, I know the guy's an actor, you know. I wouldn't think that he would be somebody who would be deliberately racist, but it's the vibe that comes out. Tell me if you feel what I'm feeling.
Well, I hear you exactly. Every day in Memphis, Tennessee. Michael?
Hold we on. Italians, we got our families and we got the church. The Irish, they have the homeland. The Jews, their tradition. Even the niggers, they got their music. What about you people, Mr. Carlson? What do you have?
The United States of America. The rest of you are just visiting.
Now, like I said, I know Pesci is an actor. He's a decent one. But I got that vibe after he said that, where all the resentment spills out of his words.
Yeah.
And it came out of his soul.
Because he used the N-word. He had to do that. If he didn't do that, it would be a different vibe.
Oh, yeah. Because the word wasn't necessary.
No, it wasn't. He didn't need to do that.
Nope. The word was unnecessary, and that's what makes it as visceral as it sounds.
Well, I'm trying to be cool. It's like today, Draymond Green is trying to game for flagrant to foul, and it wasn't flagrant.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go again. And Michael, I'm getting tired of this.
Brother?
And the Warriors won it anyway. Now, take that.
I feel you. But you know, we get the impression, especially even now, as more money is being spent and more money is being wagered, that somebody's counting somewhere. And
when Draymond Green got to us that again, that's the first thing I thought about. Here we go.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Excuse my chewing, because I'm in the throes of river lust here. But, yeah, and that's exactly it. You know, it's like we can't watch anything without feeling that there's a subplot somewhere that's going to bite us in the ass.
Well, the under-over was 4 points. They won by 2 points.
Hanky-panky is right, and I'm not talking about the dance that Tommy Rose came up back in the day. My baby does hanky. No, none of that shit. No. We're talking about assholery, skullduggery, all that. But anyway, let me finish with my little ramblings here.
Okay.
You know, I talked about how evil has to have perfect conditions in order for it to flourish. And I was in situations where that condition existed. Someone tried to take advantage of that. Someone tried to abuse that. And thank goodness my angels were around me. Otherwise, I'd have been swept up in it because they wanted me to succumb to misery. They really did.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I did not, and I am here. And that's because there are people who love you. They love you unconditionally, or they don't love you at all. I found out there are definitely people who love me. But having said that, the most important thing to remember is that the older we get, and my birthday was yesterday, so I'm officially an old motherfucker.
Happy birthday to you, old man.
Thank you. Now, no matter what, you got to have something to wake up in the morning to. There's got to be some joy that comes in the morning. And we are definitely about the joy. You definitely want to know that when you get up in the morning, there's something to get up to.
Mm.
And I think it is so important. The older you get, if there's anything in your life that brings you joy, you embrace it. And do not let anyone corrupt it or malaffect it. Never let anyone steal your joy. And I think because of that, I've had a chance to come all the way back and all that's back in me. And that's why I do this show. And I think that's why you do this show. And
yes.
That's why we want to give you the best show we possibly can.
Yes.
Now, we said this is the Eastern Division. So many of the bands are from Philly or thereabouts, or they got their base or their start in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
We played a couple in this early part of the tournament. What we're going to do for the remaining few is give you a tease of some of the other bands that you'll hear in the tournament. And next week, we will give you a full-blown, beautifully mixed, put-together package of the groups that are in this tournament. And my brother Gary, as he does, will be following suit. And we'll make sure that when you guys vote, you voice your choice for the right reason.
Yes. Well, I got a tally for the early tally for the first week of contest. If you want to know the Commodores.
Yes.
And Black Ivory, two upsets.
Ooh.
Yeah,
ooh.
Black Ivory and Commodores.
Hmm. So far,
yeah,
we talked fast. Yeah, no kidding. Well, Black Ivy Harlem's Own will make it to the next round, so you can really hear them. And, of course, the Commodores, just to be close to you. Yeah, so Lionel and the boys will hang in there, and the Delphonics and Moments will likely make it to the next round. Now, having said that, let's give you some samples of what we're going to hear for the remainder of the tournament. Every song we play will be a member or group that's locked in the tournament. So just kick back and relax. We're going to let it rotate as the Eastern Division is on display in the Big Bang Tournament. Any last words, G?
No, you know what to do. Wash your hands, wear a mask, and get that fourth booster, and be kind to your neighbor. Come on, man, this don't make it a big deal. If you don't want to wear a mask, go somewhere else.
That's right. And while you're going somewhere else, make sure you wash your ass. Especially now that it's getting warmer. Nobody don't want to be smelling no funk. You know, we love funk music. We don't love funky ass. But wash your ass. Wash your ass. And if the other person next to you ain't clean, wash their ass too. Now, having said that, you've done our bit for cleanliness. Let's give you a taste of some of the others that you hear in the eastern section of the tournament.
all the fathers of the world stand up and be fathers, that would be great. But then we have mothers who are the right arm of the father. They're supposed to do the cooking, raise the children, do the sewing, and help the father to guide and direct. Then there's the son. The son, most sons are like imitators of their father. So we're back again to the father. He is guiding in the right way. The son is definitely going to be all right. Then we have the daughter watching her mother. Later, she's gonna be a mother, and she'll have her own sons and daughters. It don't just stop there with the.
Thank you. that you can make it all alone. Remember, no one is big enough to go it alone. Just ask the lonely, they know the hurting pain of losing a love can never regain.
Just ask the lonely.
The young and foolish laugh at love and slowly run away, confident and sure that fate will bring another love their way. Lonely, how vainly a heart can yearn for losing a love that will never return.
Just
ask they'll tell you.
Thank you. tell you a story of sadness, a story too hard to believe. They'll tell you the loneliest one is me.
Just
not lonely. Ask me. I'm the loneliest one you
see. Wow. Arguably Motown's most consistently beautiful voice, Mr. Levi Stubbs. In this for now, me, I'm going to have some more ribs, mix my ass off, so that next Sunday when we come here, we'll be ready to give you some more combat. Some beautiful pie they do by our artists, serving that good stuff up. Everybody else, if you're working, if you're traveling, please, once you get from A to B and back to A-OK, go safe, stay safe, be safe. We'll be back Tuesday for our next session. Wednesday, the Hump Day Special. From all of us here at the tree, remember, be deadly. Musically, at the very least. So, let me take it out with some friends of mine. Yes, we'll try to make it last until next time. Well, at least until the segue is done. Can never get these damn segues right. Come on, fellas. You fucking the program.
Oh, when it's gone.